Tablet 3, Chapter 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Esau was there. John 2, verse 1. And both Esau was called, and his disciples, to the marriage. John 2, verse 2. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Esau saith unto him, They have no wine. John 2, verse 3. Esau saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. John 2, verse 4. Esau did not want to start his miracles. Mine hour is not yet come. Also he called his mother, Woman. That shows again that he was beyond the earthly bonds, and even his mother to him was not any different than other women. That is, he was now only the Son of God in pure consciousness, and had no earthly bonds. Furthermore, there is no differentiation for him. All are equal in his eyes. Only the more righteous is higher. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. John 2, verse 5. But his mother insisted. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. John 2, verse 6. Esau saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. John 2, verse 7. To show his respect to his earthly mother, he conformed to her request. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. John 2, verse 8. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. John 2, verse 9. And saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, that thou hast kept the good wine until now. John 2, verse 10. Esau made the water wine, but the true meaning of it is that the wine he made through his grace was different than the earthly wine. When a person reaches the blissful state of overcoming the lower nature, the first 3 chakras, there is a liquid-like fluid which will be experienced in the throat and body, which is known as nectar. The bliss of this experience is so incredible that the person looks very drunk and ecstatic. Because of the presence of Esau at the feast, through his powers over the 3 gunas, and because he was asked to make wine for them, he caused the water to affect the people in such a way that they tasted the bliss of experiencing their spirit, eating manna. The bliss of the spiritual experience was far greater than being made drunk by earthly wine. That is why the governor of the feast was so surprised by the excellence of the wine, blessed water, he received. Therefore, Christ never approved of earthly wine. In fact, anywhere in the scriptures that wine or liquor is mentioned in any sense is referring to that spiritual experience, nectar. This beginning of miracles did Esau in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. John 2, verse 11. Esau himself did not want to make people believe in him because of his miracles, but because of his teachings. However, in order to make people believe in him, miracles were used. As history has shown, people become so attached to the miracles of the prophet that they forget about the teachings. Miracles are for those who do not understand the reason behind how they are manifested. For he who knows the laws behind all things, there is no miracle, and all things are miracles. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. John 2, verse 12. Esau left his home, and the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Esau went up to Jerusalem, John 2, verse 13, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting, John 2, verse 14. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. John 2, verse 20, verse 15. John 2, verse 15. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. John 2, verse 16. The temple is a place of meditation, quietness, and where people should remember God and read about Him. It is not a place of worldly exchanges and activities. That is why Esau started his purification of the Jewish religion with this act of reminding them that the temple is a place of worship, not a place of business. And his disciples remember that it was written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up," John 2, verse 17. After Christ did this act, the meaning of the scripture was revealed to his disciples, and they understood why God had said this and what he meant by it. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" John 2, verse 18. Esau answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." John 2, verse 19. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? John 2, verse 20. But he spake of the temple of his body. John 2, 21. The temple as a building is an external symbol of the temple of the body. When a building is designed and known as the temple and kept for worshiping, people will think and remember God when they enter it. They will quiet the worldly passions in themselves when they are there. So, in fact, the effect of the building as a temple should be an internal effect on the soul. That is why when a person engages himself in many activities or allows his worldly passions to run wild and does not even go to religious activities, he is bound to fall into his lower nature and be drowned in the grip of Maya. The true temple of man is his own body. If man keeps his body, mind, and environment pure, so also will his temple body be pure. But those who are drowned in worldly activities should go to the temples as buildings so that they might give themselves a chance to quiet their passions for some time and feel the peace of the Lord. Now, if even the temples and places of worship become areas of worldly activities, then where is there hope for man to find the peace of God? That is why Esau was giving them at least a lesson by his actions. Also, he was referring to the temple of his body, which he said he would raise after 3 days and nights as a sign of his legitimacy of being Christ. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Isa had said. John 2, verse 22. Even his disciples did not understand him completely until later on. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. John 2, verse 23. But Isa did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men. John 2, verse 24. And needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. John 2, verse 25. Those who truly believed in him, he initiated to his name. Believe in his name. He wanted them to understand his teachings. However, the majority only believed in him because of his miracles, and that is why he did not accept them as his disciples, did not initiate them. But Isa did not commit himself unto them. Because he knew all men, Isa knew that they were in their lower natures and would try to make him commit himself to them. They would bind him to their ways and then judge him with their filthy minds and concepts.